This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, thank you and good morning. Today we'll be hearing from another business I had the pleasure of interviewing in Kansas City. Carl Horn works for Farm Credit out of their Nebraska location, and he spends his time at work talking with young and beginning producers. Carl and I spent some time visiting about the conversations he has and how Farm Credit encourages beginning farmers to stay positive even during this down cycle in the commodity markets.
A big part of what we do at Farm Credit is work with young, beginning, and small producers. In fact, in a lot of associations, they make up a substantial amount of our customers. But what we've done over the last 100 years of operation is really work at developing those skills that help us help customers be at least viable in the short run and really successful over a long term. And so we work with young and beginning producers to really focus in on getting down those primary competencies, those important initial skills around business and financial management that will help them be good business managers over the long run.
And I know our radio station based in central Illinois, you're based in Nebraska with Farm Credit, but you do have services based off of location with one of those in Illinois where our listeners live.
That's right. Farm Credit Illinois is a very strong Farm Credit Association. It's got a wide range of products and services, and really even more importantly, they've got teams of experts located in offices throughout the territory that do an excellent job at serving the needs, customizing loan packages, and providing expert mentoring and advice to young beginning customers.
And you've mentioned that working with those up-and-coming farmers and giving them advice, there's a lot of concern lately with where the markets are. The prices are low. This is kind of a rough cycle for agriculture, kind of intimidating for someone just starting out to get a large loan to start a farming operation or to add to it. So what are those conversations like, and maybe what advice is Farm Credit giving?
A lot of times our goal is to diffuse the intimidation and really turn that into a call to action. You know, as a young and beginning producer, a lot of times we lack experience. I know we hear the stories all from our mentors and the more senior mature producers, but we coach people to, in place of that experience, really focus on developing a good solid plan and really, quite frankly, to be optimistic about the opportunities that lay ahead. Economic turbulence really brings out some opportunities, especially for producers that are a little more nimble, adaptable, maybe their production capability is a little more elastic, and they can get into different diverse fields. You know, a lot of these young producers have access to a plethora of information, and so they can see some alternative markets, alternative strategies even quicker with the information flow. So just lots of opportunities, lots of reasons to be optimistic, and then work with good partners like those at Farm Credit Illinois to help you build a strong, solid plan.
And obviously, Farm Credit is a major lender, so loans is what mainly with what you're dealing with. What does the lending landscape look like as far as interest rates and maybe just an overview of how things look right now?
Well, obviously a lot of stress on the margin side for grain operations and a few other protein commodities. Interest rates, though, however, have still been very much in the producer's favor. You know, the interest rates continue to be low, and I think we're going to see that on the short and long-term side, you know, for the foreseeable future. But no crystal ball there, quite frankly. On the lending side, something that was really important in the big boom of agriculture is both the farmers and ranchers and the Farm Credit Associations did a very good job staying conservative and lending appropriately and responsibly. And so now that things are tighter, we're able to be courageous, both sides, and the way that we look at loans, and you know, that's really a two-way street. We're asking producers to really think longer term about what it is that they're trying to do and what their progress is going to be. Quite frankly, some plans right now, in at least the next 12 or 24 months, really tight. And so we're having to look out 3 to 5 years and see what the turnaround is going to be. But we still are very open for business. We have adaptable, very flexible customers that are doing everything they can to be able to continue to be profitable and successful. And so we're a great team, quite frankly.
And once again, that was Carl Horn with Farm Credit Services of America. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.